Turtle theory. During a lengthy lecture about the universe, a senior woman stood up and challenged the speaker. What you said is nonsense. The world is a flat plate sitting on the back of an enormous tortoise, she insisted. The lecturer smiled and asked, and what is the tortoise standing on? Unfazed, she replied, you're very smart, but it's turtles down. Even though her view might not match with facts, the old lady had a clear idea of the universe. How did the universe begin? What is it made of? How old is it? The way great thinkers imagine the universe has changed over time. Our picture of the universe. In 340 BC, the Greek thinker Aristotle suggested that the Earth was round, unlike the common belief that it was flat. He also proposed that the Earth stood still in the universe, with the Sun and planets circling around it. Almost 1,800 years later, a Polish priest named Nicholas Copernicus introduced the idea that the Sun was actually at the center, with the Earth and other planets orbiting it in circles. By 1687, Sir Isaac Newton published his Principia, a landmark work in the field of physical sciences. In it, he presented a theory explaining how objects move through space and time, supported by mathematics to analyze these movements. Newton also introduced the concept of universal gravitation, which states that every object in the universe is attracted to every other object by a force that grows stronger with greater mass and shorter distances. The expanding universe. In 1929, Edwin Hubble made a groundbreaking observation: no matter where you look in the sky, distant galaxies are speeding away from us. This discovery indicated that the universe is expanding. It also hinted at the idea of the Big Bang, the starting point of this expansion. Today, scientists rely on two main theories to explain the universe. Einstein's theory. The first is Einstein's theory of gravity, known as general relativity, which explains how gravity works on a large scale, shaping the universe's structure. Quantum mechanics. The second theory is quantum mechanics, which deals with incredibly tiny particles and forces at the subatomic level. However, these two theories don't quite match up in some cases, suggesting that both can't be completely right. A major challenge in physics today is to develop a new theory that can merge these two perspectives into a single framework. This quest is often referred to as finding a quantum theory of gravity. Does anyone truly know the current time? Aristotle believed that objects only moved when something caused them to. However, Galileo Galilei and Isaac Newton challenged this idea. Galileo showed that gravity affects all objects equally, regardless of their weight. Newton then used Galileo's findings to develop his laws of motion. Newton's first law states that an object in motion stays in motion unless a force acts upon it. His second law explains that the force acting on an object determines how much it will accelerate. Newton also discovered that the farther apart objects are, the weaker the gravitational force between them. Unlike Aristotle, who saw the universe as having a preferred state of rest, Newton believed there was no fixed reference point. He argued that saying one object was at rest and another was moving, or vice versa, was equally valid. This perspective challenged the idea of absolute space. Newton's rejection of absolute space troubled him because he strongly believed in an absolute God. However, he found solace in the concept of absolute time, which he believed could be measured without doubt. Maxwell's electromagnetic waves and Einstein's revolution. In 1865, James Clerk Maxwell predicted something groundbreaking: there are wave-like disturbances in the electromagnetic field. These waves travel like ripples on water but vary in size. Larger ones, over a meter long, are called radio waves. Smaller ones, a few centimeters long, are known as microwaves, and even smaller ones, less than a 1/10th of a centimeter, are infrared waves. Maxwell's theory suggested all these waves move at a constant speed, challenging Newton's ideas about motion. Scientists of Maxwell's time struggled with this concept, proposing the idea of a mysterious substance called ether to explain it. But this idea fell short. Then came Albert Einstein with his theory of general relativity, which didn't need any mysterious ether. Einstein said gravity isn't just another force, it's how mass and energy warp space and time itself. This meant space-time isn't flat, it's curved. Einstein's theory also overturned the idea of absolute time, showing that when an object moves, it bends both space and time around it. This was a revolutionary idea that changed how we understand physics. Broaden perspective to see more possibilities. The closest star to Earth, Proxima Centauri, is roughly 4 light-years away, which equals about 23 trillion miles. Most stars visible to the naked eye are within a few hundred light-years of us. In contrast, our Sun is only 8 light-minutes away. The universe holds about 100 billion galaxies, each with hundreds of billions of stars. A groundbreaking discovery by the Hubble Space Telescope revealed that all these stars are moving away from us. Even more surprising, the farther they are, the faster they move away. This finding led scientists to conclude that the universe is not static but expanding. This expansion occurs at a rate of 5 to 10% every billion years. The idea that the universe is expanding raises a fundamental question: how did it all begin? Physicists Stephen Hawking and Roger Penrose explored this question by applying Penrose's research on collapsing stars to the universe as a whole. Penrose, in 1965, built on earlier discoveries of black holes, where stars collapse into singularities. By using Einstein's theory of relativity, Hawking and Penrose extended this in 1970, understanding to explain the workings of the entire universe. Scientists once believed the universe started from a tiny point called a singularity, deducing this from collapsing stars. They used math to work backward and figured that the universe's expansion today supports this idea. But now, Hawking has changed his mind. He now suggests that the universe didn't begin with a singularity after all. Times of uncertainty. Physicists often say that uncertainty is a basic part of studying the smallest particles in the universe, and certainty was more of a thing in the 20th century. In 1926, German physicist Werner Heisenberg introduced his well-known uncertainty principle. He showed that trying to measure both the position and speed of a tiny particle like an electron or a photon changes it fundamentally. The very act of measuring something like its position with light or other waves alters its speed. Heisenberg proved that the more precisely you try to pin down a particle's position, the less you can know about its speed, and vice versa. This relationship is bounded by a number called Planck's constant. This discovery completely changed how scientists view the world of the very small, leading to a new theory called quantum mechanics. In this theory, particles don't have fixed positions and speeds like everyday objects. Instead, they exist in a kind of blended state where position and speed are intertwined. Sometimes it helps to think of these particles as waves, and other times as tiny, solid objects. Einstein never felt comfortable with the randomness in quantum mechanics, famously saying, "God does not play dice." The disagreement between Einstein and Heisenberg extends beyond personal or theoretical issues. Einstein's theory of relativity explains how the large universe works, while quantum mechanics describes how tiny particles and waves behave. However, relativity doesn't account for the uncertainty principle in quantum mechanics. So how can we bring these two theories together? Scientists worldwide are deeply focused on finding a single theory that unites them. Black holes. In 1928, an Indian student named Subramanian Chandrasekhar figured out something astonishing about stars. When a star runs out of fuel, its gravity can cause it to collapse in on itself. If the star is at least 1.5 times the size of our Sun, this collapse can be dramatic. Smaller stars might become extremely dense white dwarfs or collapse even further into incredibly compact neutron stars. Stars larger than Chandrasekhar's limit face an even stranger fate. Instead of collapsing quietly, they can explode violently, shedding matter into space. Alternatively, they might shrink down to a single point known as a singularity, where gravity becomes so intense that even light cannot escape. This invisible region is called a black hole, surrounded by an event horizon beyond which nothing can break free. Even though we can't see black holes directly, we can detect them through their influence on nearby objects in space. Sir Arthur Eddington and Einstein initially doubted these ideas, finding them hard to believe. However, Robert Oppenheimer, reflecting on his work during the Manhattan Project, explored these concepts further. He described how a star's gravitational field becomes stronger as it contracts, bending light inward until nothing can escape. This phenomenon defines a black hole, a mysterious and powerful force in the cosmos. The theory of everything. Finding one theory that explains everything in physics could change our ideas about religion. Albert Einstein once pondered how much control God had over creating the universe. So far, most physicists have focused on describing what makes up the universe rather than why it exists. Philosophers who study the why of things have struggled to keep up with scientific progress. Centuries ago, philosophy covered all human knowledge, from science and art to religion. But by the 19th and 20th centuries, science had become too complex for anyone but experts to understand. The hope now is that a unified theory will make things simpler, so more people can understand the very nature of God's mind. Key points. 1. The universe has been viewed differently over time, from flat plates to expanding galaxies. 2. Discoveries show that the universe is constantly growing and started from a point of expansion. 3. Physics explores both large-scale forces like gravity and tiny particles, yet these theories don't fully align. 4. New theories aim to combine our understanding of space, time, and matter at all levels. 5. Stars can collapse into dense objects or black holes, where even light cannot escape. 6. Uncertainty is key in quantum mechanics, showing that measurement affects tiny particles' behavior. 7. Scientists continue to seek a unified theory that could explain the entire universe.